2 billion barrels of oil.
A controversial move by the Democratic Republic of Congo.
DRC is a new destination of investments for oil and gas companies.
It's auctioning off oil and gas development rights to 30 blocks of peatland tropical forest in the Congo Basin.
Welcome to DRC.
The president insists this does not mean his government is backtracking on commitments made at last year's UN climate summit.
I would like to reassure our partners of our determination to carry out exploration using modern technology that protects the environment, the fauna and the flora, and preserves the ecosystems and ecological balance.
The Congo Basin covers 530 million hectares in Central Africa and is home to 70% of the continent's forests. Some of the blocks the DR Congo plans to develop are located on Lake Kivu, Lake Tanganyika. One is in a coastal region alongside the Albertine Graben in the East African Rift Valley. Other plots are in the Virunga National Park, home to protected mountain gorillas and other endangered species. Environmentalists and climate activists warn drilling in these areas could be catastrophic.
We're talking about a very sensitive ecosystem called peatland that is storing more than 30 billion tons of carbon. And that is about 3 years of emission, annual year of emission of the entire planet. That means any oil exploitation in this area will be a carbon bomb that will explode, and the humanity won't be the same anymore.
Those in favor of drilling say fossil fuel production would boost development in one of the world's poorest countries.
This is a moment in which we're trying to promote our resources. The Democratic Republic of Congo is a potentially rich country, but at the moment it remains just potential.
The government estimates there are 22 billion barrels of crude reserves and is targeting production of 200,000 barrels per day. But critics say there's no guarantee the wealth will benefit the Congolese people. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera.